Shunka Wakan, literally sacred dog, is the Lakota name for the horse. Before its arrival, the dog was the primary animal of the Lakota. Since the horse entered the Great Plains culture, it's been viewed by the Lakota as a sacred gift from the Creator. Percy Whiteplume says the Lakota regularly take part in trail rides as spiritual offerings for a cause.
To the Lakota people, the horse has always been a part of who they are. You look into history and you'll find that some of the armies that pursued the native peoples couldn't believe the riding ability of the native peoples on horseback. And that's a part of our who we are. And so how else to make an awareness and bring about more awareness is to do it on horseback.
Whiteplume adds that the entire ride is taking place along public roadways.
We want it to be as visible as possible. And it's not a protest ride, as you would say, that everybody's carrying signs and everybody's, you know, giving mean looks and anything like that. We want people to know that this is a peaceful ride. We're riding with prayers. We're riding with good thoughts.
The riders are traveling from Wambli through the Badlands to Phillip and then to the Takini School on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation. Whiteplume says extra horses are being brought along for those who'd like to take part in the ride but are without a mount. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.